church, a member of an organization. You get all the benefits of this country, man, that goes along with the government of this country. You get those benefits because you are a citizen of this country, not because you're a member of a church, because you're a citizen of the kingdom. Same thing in the kingdom of God. You get all the blessing of God, not because you're a member of the church and you don't do this or you do this or do that. All them blessings are afforded to you because you are a citizen of the kingdom, man, of God in the kingdom of heaven. But if you don't know that, if you don't have a working knowledge of that, if you don't have an understanding of that, then more we live far below our rights and privileges. We live like mere men and mere women, but all the time we mighty men and mighty women. We live like the sick trying to get healed, when all the time, man, we heal and the devil's stealing our health from us. And the only way he's able to do that, man, is by a lack of knowledge. So how to appropriate, man, we quote the scriptures, by his stripes we heal. But what we need to do is, man, not just quote that, but get a working knowledge of that and learn how to appropriate that in our life. And it don't just happen to us just because it's written in the Bible. It's going to happen to us when we take that that's written in the Bible and get it out the Bible and get it down on the inside of your heart and your spirit and your soul and your mind and your emotion and your attitude and in your mouth, and you begin to speak that and speak that and speak that. How long, Brother Arthur? Forever. And let me tell you something, man, don't get deceived. Be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever man say, that's what he has. Whatsoever man sow, that's what he's going to reap. You saying, I don't feel too good, man, that's why you don't feel too good. You saying, my high blood pressure, that's why you still got high blood pressure. My sugar diabetes, I got cancer, I got this. And those things might be a fact, but facts are temporal. They're subject to change. But truth is eternal. Like I say, we ain't the sick trying to get healed. Man, Jesus Christ bore our sorrows and our griefs and carried our sins and his sickness in his body. That was 2,000 years ago. He ain't trying to heal us. He ain't already healed us. What he's trying to do, man, is get us men to come on into the kingdom where all the healing is there, and then grow up in the kingdom and learn how to appropriate that into your life. But we're looking for miracles. We're looking for something to happen, man, immediately. You know, we're more preoccupied with seeing the hand of God than we are, man, getting in the mind of God, in the heart of God. A lot of people want to see his handiwork. David say, hey, listen, man, show me your precepts. I want to know what's in your heart and what's in your mind and what your will is and what your attitude is, you know. But people want to see your hand. They want to see miracles and everything else. But, man, David say, Lord, I want to know you. I don't want to just know your hands and see your handiwork. I want to know you, man, because if I know you, then I can come to a knowledge of who I am, because I'm just like you. You created me just like you. You created me in your image and your likeness. But I'm living and dying like a mere man. Why? Because I don't know you. And the reason why I don't know you is because I'm searching for your hand. I'm searching for you to do this for me and do that for me and do this for me and do that for me. When a lot of things that we're asking God to do for us, he's already done. We ask God to heal us, man. That should not be a prayer of petition. That should be a prayer of thanksgiving. But because of a lack of knowledge on how to function in the kingdom, so you know how to function in Christianity and in religion, but I ain't talking about that. Because Christianity and religion, that prepares you for all the blessing of God that's in the future. It prepares you to go to hell. When Jesus Christ come and preach, man, that I come to bring heaven to you. But if you ain't got no faith in that, then you'll be preoccupied with the means. What? And the means just, man, give you hope for tomorrow and prepare you to go to heaven. When, man, listen, if you go and all those things that he did, those are the means, but they ain't just to prepare you to go to heaven. Yeah, you're going to go to heaven, too. When you die, you're going to go there. And there is a future. There is a future kingdom of heaven that God is going to set up on this earth, man. But I'm talking about the spiritual kingdom, man, that Jesus Christ couldn't set up on this earth. See, everybody, even the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were looking for a physical kingdom. But Jesus Christ came to set up the kingdom first and foremost, not on the earth, but in the earth. What's in the earth? That's in you. He formed your body from the dust of the ground. That's the earth. And then he put on the inside of this body, you. But, so he wants the kingdom of God in the earth first. That's what the prayer says, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth. That's in you. So what he come to do is set that kingdom up on the inside of us, in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, in our emotion, in our attitude. And then as they get that on the inside of, in us, and they we begin to proclaim it and decree it and declare it, man, listen, I'm talking about all the time, forever. Then line up on line and precept up on precept, that which is in us begin to be manifested on the earth. We're looking for it to be manifested on the earth without it getting manifested in the earth. We're looking for the kingdom to come. That's why you're looking for it in the future, because you ain't got it on the inside of us. And that's why we don't see a lot of manifestation of it in our lives, because we're looking for it to come on the earth instead of first getting it in the earth. You got to get it on the inside of you. That's why a lot of prayer that we pray for people get healed, man, and then don't get healed. Why? Because we're looking in for God's hand to move, and they move in those ways too. But that's his permissive will. His perfect will, man, is for you, man, to appropriate in your life, man, what he is for all of us, to appropriate in our lives what he's already done for us. We're going to God and asking God to bless us, man. Watch this. God has already blessed us with every blessing that you would ever need, spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thanks be unto God who has. That's the English, that's the old English word, H-A-T-H. That's not going to do, not want to do, has already done. In Colossians said this, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of Satan, out of the kingdom of this world system that we live in, over into the kingdom of his dear son. Who has already done it. Who has blessed us, already done it. What he blessed us with, even in the beginning, he said this here. He said, man, God say, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. And Bobby, first he said this here, let's make them in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. And you know the scripture. And then the Bible saying, God bless them. That's past tense. He didn't say God going to bless us. He said, God bless them. And then told them, take the blessing that you're already blessed with and be productive, be fruitful, produce, man, that blessing. Take the seed of it, because just that word itself, that's the seed. But you can walk around with the seed in your hand and in your pocket and your Bible and everything else and never plant it in your heart, and you ain't going to get no blessing. You ain't going to get the blessing that's already yours. There's principles and laws that we got to learn how to function by and operate by in order to appropriate, man, all these things in our lives. Otherwise, man, most of our prayers, man, we hoping and a praying. And let me tell you something, that's all right, man, in the beginning, man, because, man, you can't have no faith without first having hope. Faith is the substance of things hope for. So it begins with hope. But, boy, let me tell you something, you got to go past hope to faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, we believe, therefore we speak. And we have the God kind of faith. We call those things that be not as though they were. What you doing now? Now you, man, you taking the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word, and you're beginning to plant that into your life. You begin to say, boy, by stripes, I'm here. Yeah, and then, boy, I'm talking about when a sickness and disease is racking your body. You begin to say, boy, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You begin to say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You begin to say, boy, listen, all the blessings that you already are. You begin to speak that into your life. If you the one got to appropriate that in your life, not God. God already gave us everything that we have need of to obtain it. But you got to do it. Hey, listen, God has already provided for us the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the blessed praise of righteousness, the Lord girded by with truth, shoe shod with the preparation of the gospel, shield of faith, man, and the sword of the spirit. He's already provided all that for us. But you got to put it on. He didn't provide that, man. He's already sprung the trap, man. He's already, man, opened up the prison doors and set us free from all the bondage that Satan has kept us in and had us bound in. The prison doors have already been opened. But you got to take your foot out the trap. The trap has already been sprung. Liberty, man, has already been provided for us. But you got to come on out of it. You got to take your foot out the trap. You got to walk into the perfect law of liberty. You got to appropriate that what God has already done into your life. You're waiting on God to do it, and God waiting on us to. I'm going to say it again. We're waiting on God to do a lot of things for us, and God waiting on us, man, to do it. You see, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies. You recover yourself from the snares of the devil. I give you all things that pertains to life and godliness. I give you the keys to the kingdom, man. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. He didn't gave us the keys, but we want him to unlock the door for us. And hold on. How come it's like that, man? Because we're stuck in religion and ritual and ceremony and tradition and everything else and don't know nothing about the kingdom, man, and how to function in the kingdom. We know how to function in church. We know how to conduct ourselves, man, among other brothers and act like Christians and everything else and act through holy and God and all that, man. Listen, man, there's more to that thing than that. Man, they give God, the Bible says, give the Father great pleasure, man, to give us, man, the kingdom. That's what pleases him. When, man, we take in, man, the word of God and we appropriate it in our lives, and, man, it's being manifested in our lives. Man, us just quoting scriptures, man, and having church around the word of God and singing around the word of God and praising around the word of God and praying around the word of God. And listen, what gives God pleasure, man, is when the word of God begins to be manifested in our lives. Not just preached and talked about and sung about and say God bless you and everything, man, but when we start walking in the reality of it, when we start walking in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And in order for us to do that, then we got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom and how to operate in the kingdom. And the only way you can learn that, you got to be taught that. That got to be preached to you. That's why the subject matter to everything that Jesus Christ was saying to his disciples, amen, he was teaching them the laws of the kingdom. He say, listen, man, who can people say I am? They say, man, this, some say you this, and some say you this prophet, some say you that prophet. They put you in the category with Muhammad and Buddha and Hare Hare Krishna and the Pope. He say, who do you say that I am? Peter say, you the Christ. Hallelujah. You that reigning king. You the one that the prophet man prophesied, man, that said was coming. And that boy was going to set up the kingdom upon his earth. And up that kingdom, man, it was going to be no end. You Christ. And boy, I'm telling you the one come to bring the kingdom back. You the one that the every prophet in the Old Testament was about, man. The subject matter to every prophecy in the Old Testament was, man, the coming of a king. The established boy of kingdom back up on it. You that one. And boy, Jesus told Peter, say, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. The Holy Ghost, my Father in heaven, revealed that to you. And upon that revelation knowledge, I ain't talking about your sense knowledge and your theology and everything else, but I'm talking about the revelation knowledge of what God is really doing, who I really am. And the only one that can reveal that to you is my Father in heaven. And the only way you can reveal that to you, boy, hey, you got to hear about it. And that's what Jesus Christ come preaching about. He's saying, upon that revelation knowledge, I'm going to build my church. Now, when you say my church, and that's an indication that there are other churches, too. There are other called out ones, too. Muhammad got a church. Buddha got a church. Haile Selassie got a church. Trump got a church. His cabinet, that's his called out one. That's it. He got a lot. But Jesus said, in relation to who I really am, I'm going to be my church. And the gates of hell won't ever be able to stop. It says, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you find on earth is bound in heaven. I'm going to teach you the functioning principles, how to live in the kingdom. Not how to live, man, in religion. I'm going to teach you how to live in the kingdom of heaven. So that, man, you can, man, live the way God intended for you to live, man. From the very beginning, was peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. Live in, man, divine peace. Live in joy. Live in all the fruits of the Spirit, man. Being productive in every area of our life. Succeeding in life, man. Coming to the knowledge of our purpose in life, man, and fulfilling that purpose, man. Because therein is fulfillment of life. When you come to the knowledge, man, of who you are, where you come from, and most important, why you're here, and the potential that you have on the inside of you, and where you're going to end up at. And when you come to the knowledge of that and begin to function in that, then, boy, you will grow entire, wanting nothing. But all your needs will be met. You'll be able to reign in life. Instead of circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictating to us, we'll begin to flip the script and begin to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. How come that ain't happening, Arthur? Because we don't have faith in who they are. Well, they don't have no faith in who they are, but they ain't heard the gospel of the kingdom. It's been the minor. Oh, you can hear people mention it. But, man, that's why I say they made the minor. They made the major the minor. And the minor the major. We got it backwards. We're talking about the means, man, and without men expressing that that's the means to an end and letting people know what the end are. So they preoccupied with the means and never get to the end. Man, listen, we blessed, man, beyond measure. But we living and dying like we cursed and under curse. And all the time, man, the curse been broken. We've been delivered from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And not only listen, and the reason why you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, so that you can be restored. That's why I say we get preoccupied with the means, the redemptive messages of Jesus Christ. And that's what the majority of our churches preach. And listen, man, don't misunderstand me. I keep emphasizing that. I ain't saying that's wrong, it's evil, and that's the thing to do. I'm saying that, man, there's more to it than that. You got to preach that, but you got to go on and receive the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our souls, our minds, our will, our attitude towards amen. But toward the circumstances or situations determines what the outcome is going to be. Because our attitudes, man, is governed, man, by a circumstance, situation, and symptom, then all the devil got to do is bangle a circumstance, situation, and symptom, and we align our words over there. Your blood pressure gets to be, man, 160 or 120, man, and the first thing you'll be decreeing and declaring, man, oh, Lord, I got high blood pressure. I'm going to have a stroke. I got this and that. Hey, man, listen, man, the Bible says when those things come like that, that circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictating to us. And, man, in reality, man, when those circumstance, situation come, man, we got to take the word of God, man, just like Jesus did, man. Hey, if you were the son of God, then turn these stones into bread. I'm sure he was hungry because he had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. But, man, he didn't let that circumstance, situation, or symptom dictate to him. He came out of his repertoire of the word of God. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when them symptoms come, like high blood pressure or pain or sickness disease, instead of you lining your words over there and maintaining that confession, man, listen, you come out your repertoire and say, hey, listen, man, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here. He bore my sorrows. He carried my sickness and disease, man. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I don't forget his benefits. He forgive all my iniquities. He healed all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. All my needs are met. Hallelujah. I'm above and not beneath. I'm royal. I'm king. Man, you start saying what God said about you. And let me tell you something. It might do very little to change the circumstance and situation and symptom in the beginning because it's not designed to change the circumstance, situation, and symptom in the beginning. Tell me something. Hey, it's designed to change us. I'm going to say that again. Hey, listen, it ain't designed to change the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It's designed to change us. And, boy, when we change, then we change our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. We're looking for God to change it, man. And God say, I give you dominion. I give you authority. I give you power. I give you control. Now, you go. And you occupy till I come. You rule in life. You reign in life. Instead of, man, life ruling and reign over you, I give you power over all the power of you in. I give you sovereign reign. Sovereignty, man, is complete rule. Dominion, that's the right to dominate, to manage, to control, to have influence and power and authority over. He said, I give you that. Now you, man, you take my word, man, and you change your circumstance, situation, and symptom. Instead of waiting on me to change it, I give you a dominion in the earth. He said this, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth on the earth and over all the earth. He said he gave us dominion. And, man, now for him to come in and you start usurping authority and dominion over us, then he'll be violating that word, and he ain't going to do that. He ain't going to violate his word. Because we don't know, man, the power that we have on the inside of us, that we lost in Adam's disobedience. But we don't know, boy, what's been restored back to us because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. We just stuck at the redemptive word, how he died for our sins, and not realizing that, man, the reason why he died for our sins, so that we could, man, be restored back to our original place. What's that? Sovereignty, dominion, royal power, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Fulfillment of life, fulfillment of purpose, man. Beyond what you can even think or imagine. But yeah, we living and dying like real men and real women, when all the time, man, we are the mighty sons and daughters of the Most High God. Living and dying, man, sticking in disease, dictating to us, ruling and reigning over us, and then we allowing it to with the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. So if you're pondering on that and thinking about that and worrying about this, all the devil got to do is dangle a circumstance, situation, and symptom, kind of like under puppet string control. And he'll make you act however he wants you to act. He'll make you hate your brother, man. A lot of stuff like that be misunderstood. All somebody got to do, man, is look at you the wrong way, man. They might not even be thinking about you, man. They mind might be somewhere else. And then you come over, man, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you thinking, man, all that mess, man. So instead of, man, you got dictating to us, man, we got to flip the script, man, and learn how to walk in love and my God. Why come to like that, Brother Arthur? Because, man, majority of the church don't know nothing about the gospel of the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, there's a whole nother way of living. There's a whole nother way of thinking. That's why the first thing that Jesus said was repent. The word repent don't mean go down to the altar and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me for this. That's remorse. Repent means to change your way of thinking, to come back to the top way of thinking, to think the thoughts of God, to let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of us, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Not God. And not a God of yourself, man. But, man, to be on that level, man, with God, that way you can communicate with God, a spirit being like God. Not God, but a little G God, a little offspring of God, a little child of God. Not independent from him, but dependent upon him in every area of your life, man. Knowing that, boy, he's the capital G God and you the little G God. He's the Father God, you the children of God. You the offspring of God. Same character, same nature, same functioning ability as he. Why? Because that's how he created you. But if you don't know that, and the only way you can know that, you got to be preached that. And you got to be, and the only way you can have faith in that is you got to be preached that, not no one time, not as the byproduct of the message, but as the central focus of every one of our messages. Why? Because that's how faith comes, man. And the reason why we ain't got no faith in the kingdom of God, because you don't hear that. Most preachers tell about it's going to come. Yes, it's going to come, man. That's the future kingdom, man. If you don't know nothing about the book of Revelation. Man, that's a time coming in human history, man, in a dispensation, man, called a dispensation, the millennium. That's a thousand-year reign. You didn't heard of it, but you ain't got no understanding of what that really is. That's when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, and he's going to set up a physical kingdom upon the earth. And you ain't going to need no faith for that, because you're going to be able to see that. But this kingdom right now, it operates by faith. Boy, hallelujah. You don't know nothing about the millennial kingdom. Yes, there's a future kingdom that's coming. But that's in the sweet by and by and everything else. But I'm talking about the kingdom that Jesus Christ came to bring that's right here and right now. That, boy, you want to get man on the inside of you. And when it get on the inside of you and you begin to function in it, then it can begin to function, man, be on the earth then. You ain't going to see no manifestation on the earth until it first gets in the earth. And the only way it can get in the earth, you got to put that in you. What's the earth? That's in your body. What's in your body? That's your spirit and your soul. And you got to give man the gospel of the kingdom in your spirit and in your soul. How are you going to get the gospel of the kingdom in your spirit and your soul if it ain't preached to you all the time? That's why the only thing Jesus Christ preached, man, everything that he preached was pertaining to the kingdom of God. He wasn't majoring in the minor. Like a lot of places do, man. No, Lord. He had one message, man. That's all of the best, man, that you trying to get, man. He trying to tell you, boy, that's available to you. And the only way you can have faith in that, man, you got to hear that. And you got to hear that. And you got to hear that. I'm going on and say it, man. Listen, that's the only thing we ought to be preaching, man, from our pulpits. Every subject, everything, even if we mention healing or prosperity or faith or everything, you know, everything that we've been preaching, man, We got to preach it in the light of the kingdom men of God and the kingdom of heaven. We're just preaching it in the light of our redemption. But you ain't preaching it in the light that is available to us right now, that is here right now. That's why we ain't got no faith in it. That's why, man, we living, man, like mere men and mere women, far below our rights and privileges, powerless in the kingdom. A kingdom of ignorant kings. Don't know they kings. Don't know how to reign in life. Why? Because you ain't been taught that. You ain't been preached that. You ain't been hearing that. Just imagine, man, if the church has been preaching, man, what Jesus preached, man, for the last 2,000 years. Man, we probably even brought Jesus Christ back. The gospel of the kingdom probably be been preached in all the world by now. But boy, the devil and deceived us, and we've been hid in the graveyard of religion. And we've missed that message. So we've been preoccupied. The devil has preoccupied us with the redemptive message and never got to the purpose for the redemptive message. But all of the kingdom of heaven has been restored back to us. Everything that we lost in Adam's disobedience, our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power, and how to operate in that and live in that, you know, I have no knowledge of that. Because you don't know about the kingdom. How come you don't know about the kingdom? Because you know a little bit about it. Because like I say, it's been the byproduct. But boy, that's all you've been preaching, all the functioning principles of it, and how to walk in it, and how to live in it, and everything else, then, man, we'll be living a more productive life. We'll be bringing more glory to God than what we are bringing. To bring glory to God means to bring manifestation to his word, to bring reality to it. For it to be not just preached among us and have us stirred up about it, but to bring it into reality. To manifest it in our lives on the earth, to manifest the healing that we say by the stripes of Jesus we heal, to manifest the glory of God, the full expression of God's character and nature on the inside of us. And then my time is about that, but let me just close and say this here. If you'd like to, like I started off saying, I told you I started off giving a little advertisement, boy, before I knew it, boy, I'm telling you, I thought the kingdom started flowing out of there and I forgot all about the advertisement. But listen, if you'd like to support us, and if you like, this message, like I said, needs to be preached, man, all the time. And we just come on, man, once a week on Saturdays from 12 to 1. But boy, I would desire to be able to come on every day. And man, if you would support us, man, and everything that you would give to this ministry, man, it would go to that means. Instead of, man, just coming on, man, once a week, man, for an hour, man, I would desire to come on that radio broadcast and on this radio and other radio broadcasts all the time. Why? Because the world needs to hear this gospel. Why? Because Jesus said it this way. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. To every ethnic group. When? Then the end gonna come. When? When this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world. And that's where we want you to support this message for, so that we could buy more radio time, so that we could get this gospel, man, to the world. So if you'd like to support us, man, you can contact us, man, at Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Once again, Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. 713-870-3776. And in blessing us, God will bless you. And man, more and more people will hear the gospel of the kingdom. And man, God will be blessed in it. We'll be blessed in it. And everything that we put our hands to will be blessed. So I encourage you, man, to support us. And come visit our little boutique there in the Buck area, those who live here. And get your school supplies for your team. And it will be a tremendous blessing to you. A tremendous blessing to us. And again, man, those who live in this area, they know where we are. Hey, support this ministry. I guarantee you, man, it not only be a blessing to you and your family, but to your circle of influence and all that God wants to get this message to. So help us if God put that in your heart. It'll be an honor and a privilege to share with you. And if you like any of our messages, man, we'll be more than happy, man, to give them to you, man. We could assist you in any way in going in the knowledge of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Man, contact us, man. We just these messages free of charge, no cost to you or nothing. And go why? Because we want you to know and hear the gospel of the kingdom. Hey, listen, y'all, again, my time is up. My wife, Gail, and I, and my family, we love you with the love of the Lord. We look forward to your support, your visiting our business, and, man, us coming on this radio broadcast more. God bless you and everything that we do. The kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. We see it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine.